Radio.com.
Tres Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TresRiosSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Weston Company Jewelry is a family-owned and operated business with a close eye on all the latest trends. Beautiful pieces created with you in mind. Dress up, dress down. Jill and her staff are constantly creating new designs that set the fashion world on fire. Be sure to check out their Facebook page and then go to sales at westoncompanyjewelry.com and click on store search. We're betting you will fall in love. A big thank you to Weston Company for providing our ambassadors with that special piece to accent their wardrobe and the Western way of life they live. Stand out in the crowd. We're Weston Company.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at ManUpCrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shiel. Hey, let's ride.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's episode and lovely show of She's Gone Country with CB Cowgirls. And I'm joined tonight with my beautiful, as always, with me by my side, Aunt Vicki, my co-host from Llano, Texas. Vicki, are you there?
Hey, Becky, I am. Good evening, everyone.
We are super excited for tonight's show. So if you're listening, you've either called in to 347-857-3760. And if you're listening and you want to join in on the show or you want to talk to our special guest tonight, please feel free to press 1, and that will take you into the host queue. And Maria, our producer, will let us know that you're here, and we'll bring you on the show. I don't want to take up too much time at the beginning of the hour. You can also be listening this, you know, streaming at shesgonecountry.us or blogtalkradio.com. And once the show's over, we will post it out so that you can listen to it in the archives at your leisure. So please be sure to go to our website, check all the fun things that are going on over there. It's been a busy weekend, and we're in the heat of summer, Aunt Vicki. I know you guys have been slammed down there in Texas at the buckle shop because it's that time of year. Rodeos are going crazy.
You know what, Becky, it is. And, I mean, we expect it every time this year, but yet we feel so very blessed because it just continues again and again and again. And, you know, with the height of rodeo season and getting ready here in about 10 days to travel down to Crockett, Texas, and interview an icon of rodeo, and that would be Myrtis Dykman. You know, lots of things going on here. But, Becky, you've been so busy up north in the Northwest. And, you know, I'm very envious because, of course, that's where my heart is. That's where I was raised.
Well, and, you know, it's funny because there has been a lot going on. And before I would touch on that, we bring our guests on, I do want to just really just take a moment tonight and ask everybody to keep those that are being afflicted by our weather in your prayers. I mean, Louisiana has been hit hard. I know Texas is getting the leftover rain and everything that's going on down there. There was flooding in Austin. I think there's like 106,000 people that have applied for federal aid, 60,000 homes lost, over 20 parishes in those floods in Louisiana. And there's a lot of rodeo folk down there too. So I just pray for all their animals and their families that they're safe. And then up here with all the wildfires, we see it every year, but you just don't really – you don't really realize how detrimental it is until it hits your backyard. And we just been getting hit up here in Spokane. And I know that the farmers, this is the whole reason too, I want to bring this up. I just heard on the news tonight, we've got a huge fire in the southern Spokane County. And I'm learning that it's because of the farmers out in those barley fields that helped stop those fires from destroying more homes than they already have. They've helped the firefighters immensely, you know, with those fire lines. I know there's been some stock loss. So I just want to say kudos to those that are in this way of life and living this lifestyle, because it's because of them and their fortitude and their know-how that they can protect those around us. So I just give props to them and ask you to keep them in prayer.
We lift them up.
Yeah, and so with that being said, yes, we are in the heat up here, the Northwest Rodeo Run, and it's always fun because – as Aunt Vicki said, it is no matter where you're at in rodeo, it's a big family. You can be in Texas, you can be in California, you can be in Missouri, you can be in Idaho, Washington. We're all a big family. But there's something special in my heart about the Pacific Northwest and the Columbia River Circuit. And I know it's just because I grew up in it. And so they really are all my adopted kin, my brothers and sisters and all that. And Aunt Vicki can relate to it because she was raised up here and it's the same to her. So we traveled, we've been going to some of Jason's Bull Rides at the Challenge of Champions Tour, so we've been helping him promote his events, and that's been a lot of fun up in Sandpoint. And this last weekend, last week, Moses Lake Roundup happened, and they are just such a great committee. They welcome everybody in, and they're kind of my home away from home since I've stepped down from Spokane and don't run that rodeo anymore. But they sure welcome me in with arms wide open and put me to work wherever they can. And so I got to go down there and with Jamie Deering Roush, who is my partner in crime in Aunt Vicki's absence, and we were running around doing media all weekend. And so with that, I got to see our beloved and most favoritest rodeo secretary of all time. No offense to all you other friends of mine that are rodeo secretaries, but she's kind of the queen of it all, and that is our special guest.
Yes, she is.
It took me some work to get her on the show, but I took a poll, and I think everybody would agree that she's a fan favorite, and so we are welcome to the show. Our dear friend Edie Longfellow. Edie, are you there?
I'm here.
I told you, now I promised Edie it would be a fun, casual kickback tonight because, you know, Edie is not one for many words, but sure full of them when she's got them. So,
well, you know what, Becky? I told you earlier, I said, you know, we have to get Edie on the program. Please tell her. If she doesn't come on, we're just going to ask Clyde to come on, and she may not like some of the stories he tells.
Oh, Edie, thank you so much. I know that she called me on the road today. Did you just pull into Kennewick?
Yeah, I just got here this afternoon. I left my trailer here, and I went home and did my laundry and my ironing and downloaded the rodeo and made the sheets for it. And I'm back here now, and we got the Champions Challenge tomorrow here at Kennewick. And then we got 4 days of rodeo, the Horse Heaven Roundup. So it's going to be a busy week. And at least it cooled down a little bit here anyway.
Yeah, it was hot in Moses Lake, holy Toledo. But, you know, Edie has Edie welcomed me in the very first year of that Spokane. And, I mean, I took everything she said to heart. And she was the first one to help me even redirect, you know, you should maybe think about doing this, think about doing that, and really gave me a direction in Spokane. So I'm forever grateful for that because it was her guidance that helped me along with Dolly's to take that rodeo to where we took it to. So I'm forever grateful for Edie. But I know that the cowboys and the cowgirls and all the committees just love Edie. Everybody in rodeo loves Edie. And then, Vicki, I know you've known Edie for many years. So share with us your first memories with Edie.
Oh, my gosh, Becky. Edie and Clyde Longfellow have been part of my life since I can't even remember, you know, when they weren't part of my life. And Edie is an icon. She truly is. I mean, Edie, you are. You're an icon. And you have always put rodeo family first. And, I mean, you've been in this rodeo business with a card since, what, 1967?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time, but I know I always look forward to seeing you whenever we roll in. And, you know, you were there in the rodeo office and you took care of everything. And everybody, you know, had the utmost confidence in your ability because you are that good and you still are, and you're even better than you were before. So, you know, it's a pleasure for Becky and I to have you, you know, as part of the rodeo family. We welcome you tonight.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Well, I enjoy rodeo. You know, he goes off on a sailboat now and I stay in rodeo. So, you know, I could be sailing, but I don't think so.
I've been watching Clyde on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I don't like water.
Yeah, Edie and I have lots of things in common, too. I think we share a less than favorable desire of heights and air, but we'll go and we'll do it. Edie, you know, the question I have for you, because I think about it, and, you know, when I go back and I think about rodeo and I think about growing up in rodeo, and I think about all you ladies in the office, you know, handling things for all the men and the contestants and the barrel racers and the committees, you had a hefty job, and I know that in today's generation, you know, technology has changed so much. But I remember when I was little, I was always fascinated by the fact that, and, you know, you ladies carried in a briefcase, and you'd open up and you'd stick a phone in it. And until I was older in life, I never realized that was a fax machine. Tell me what it was like in the early days trying to get scores and so forth to the PRC and to Procom.
Yeah, it was pretty hard. It seems, well, like my other name is Mrs. Murphy, so everything that goes wrong, you know. And those fax machines, and we had telecopiers at a time, and I don't know, I think I sent stuff off into space and then it'd never come back and things like that. And I'm pretty bad on this technology stuff. I'm too old for this, but I can kind of squeeze by with the rodeo program.
Well,
but I can't,
you know,
do anything, Edie, on my phone. I know that.
Edie, this is Vicki, and I have to ask my grandson Pecus to help Grammy with my phone all the time. So I totally get it. But Edie, you started, you know, in 1967. You know, I mean, it was back when, you know, every, you know, pro rodeo cowboy stood beside a payphone, you know, dropping a dime in there and to keep dialing until they got an open line. And I would just love to ask you the most profound change that you've seen over the years that's been such a positive for rodeo.
Well, it probably is having Procom and them being able to call in there and not have to stay on the line calling and things like that. And it's, you know, it's good for us, too, because after we did the entries and things like that, then we were sitting there typing with a typewriter and carbon paper, typing our judges' sheets and the programs and all that kind of thing, which now you can, you know, pretty much get it done on the computer, and it's a lot easier than what it was then. But I don't know. To me, it seemed like it was better because, to me, like, the computer's a black box, and if something goes wrong, I don't know where to find it, you know, and stuff. At least there I had the hard copy to start with.
Exactly. You could trace your roots.
Yeah, I'm still paranoid. I print out everything before I go to a rodeo, so I waste a lot of paper and a lot of ink because I don't want to be stuck there with not knowing what's happening.
Right.
Well, listen, we were making it very easy and lighthearted on Edie tonight. And so if you callers are listening and you want to visit with Edie, please be sure to press 1 to go in the host key. But we are going to take a quick commercial break. It's 15 after, and we're going to do a station identification and acknowledge our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to do the moral with Edie Longfellow. So stay tuned.
ForRadio.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950. Fuel Up is proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Fuel is for all of you that are on the go and want to feel your very best. The Fuel product line was created with your active lifestyle in mind. Strengthen your body for increased performance, increase your health and vitality with essential nutrients, and create and maintain a lean body. All this with one amazing product. Throw all the others away. Fuel is all you will ever need. Remember to eat healthy and exercise regularly. For more information, find us on the web at fuelup.com.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at rodeospot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
She's Gone Country is proud to have as our charity of choice the Rodeo Historical Society. Working under the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum of Oklahoma City, RHS members from around the world share an interest in preserving the history of rodeo. Membership supports the rodeo programs, the American Rodeo Gallery, and the prestigious Rodeo Hall of Fame. A visit to Persimmon Hill and the museum is truly like taking a step back in time. Join us at SGC in supporting the Western way of life by becoming a member today. For more information, email shaysmichael@nationalcowboymuseum.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country at the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I am joined tonight with my co-host, Vicki Christensen, out of Atlanta, actually Marble Falls, Texas. Vicki, are you still there with me?
You bet, I sure am, yep. Becky. And we have such a special guest tonight. I'm so excited to be visiting with Edie.
Oh, my goodness. And, Edie, I know you're going to this is just going to be beyond you, that you're going to think, how could I ever talk for 30 minutes? But I have a strange feeling we might just go over tonight. So, with that being said, callers, don't be afraid to press one because, you know, it's not very often that Edie agrees to share the evening with us because she's so busy. And you know what? She's such a behind-the-scenes type of lady. She's just always going behind the scenes, doing whatever it takes to elevate everybody else. And you know what, Edie, I was reading some information, you know, just because you have such a depth in the PRCA, but you started rodeo secretarying, you know, many, many years ago, but you've always been in the Columbia River Circuit, and you've held different positions within the Columbia River Circuit, from my understanding, but you've, you know, you went to every DNCFR and RNCFR for the circuit team. And I know you're at the finals every year. Tell us a little bit about why you have such a huge heart for this thing called rodeo.
Oh, I don't know. I just the circuit deal to me, that's the main thing. I just like to see these guys that don't have a chance to travel all the time to have a good finals and have some nice awards and something to remember when everything's all over with, you know. And it's just always been important to me for that reason. I just really enjoy it and just want it to work. I just wish I had started earlier when Clyde was, you know, younger then. he almost outgrew it before it got going really good.
Right. You know, Edie, this is Vicki, and truthfully, the circuit system has brought so much to professional rodeo because, you know, it's the cowboys, it's the cowgirls that can't travel to, you know, year round on the rodeo circuit, but yet they go every weekend, they contribute, they're part of who we are and where we come from. And so the circuit system really chose to acknowledge that, and you've been part of that from the get-go, Edie.
Yeah, it's been fun, and, you know, working with the other circuit secretaries like Mildred Klingman and Connie Haslam and Betsy Harris and all the rest, Johnny Van Court, you know, it's just been fun all the time. You know, they make life fun, too. And, you know, we get together at the NFR at the convention, and then every year we go to the National Circuit Finals and get together, and it's just great. It's like lifetime friends, but they're all in different parts of the country.
Man, I tell you. And, you know, I'm curious, Edie, what do you think about so far, this is the second year that the Circuit Finals has been in Kissimmee. How's that been?
Oh, it's a long plane trip. I know that.
Told you we had some in common.
Yeah, I'd almost rather drive, but, you know, I'm not much on that flying stuff. But, it's a beautiful building down there. And the first year we went there a year ago, we got to play in the golf tournament, and that was fun. And they got alligators on their course and stuff that, you know. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, Kissimmee, Florida. Whoever would have thought? I mean, you know, it's a great thing that they moved the finals there and everything. And then, but I mean, what are the dates for the National Circuit Finals, Edie?
I think this next year, I think they're like the 6th of April to the 9th of April.
Uh-huh.
I'm not really sure now because sometimes things change and stuff, but it's the first part of April. But they added so much money, and they give all the contestants that are entered, you know, get $1,000 stipend before they even do anything, you know, so that kind of helps offset their expenses of going that far, too. And
absolutely.
You know, they've tried really hard to make it work good.
Absolutely. Well, and I was curious because, that's a long haul for, you know, some of these circuits up here, the Montana Circuit, Columbia River Circuit, and so forth. So, it makes it more enticing for them to get down. I mean, everybody wants to go to the circuit finals, but I'm sure that, you know, these cowboys, you know, think about Florida, and that can be a long way away from home. But, okay, Edie, so I was wondering, I almost was going to tell him, but he must have saw my Facebook post. Or Auntie Vic's Facebook post. I have my dad on the phone, Bobby Christensen. Junior,
yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi,
Edie.
Hi there, Bobby.
How are you, gal?
I'm doing good. I saw you down there at the reunion.
Yeah, I heard when you got your card about the same time as me, maybe a couple years earlier. I was just going to say, Edie, tell them about the days when the office was open from 6 a.m. to 12 noon, and they had that trade-out rule where you took one phone call, and then the guy standing outside got to come in next in order to trade out. And, Edie, I had a fight outside my office in Salt Lake City over that one year.
That's
a little different than what it is now, man.
Yeah, but now we have the re-entries and things like that, which, you know, it's kind of hard. It's you get your cattle all set and somebody's, you know, doctor released out for the last perf, and so you've got your cattle set for half enough or one for everybody. And then, Moses Lake, they send me a text from the office saying we got a replacement for the doctor release team, you know. And so, luckily, there we had enough cattle, but it happened before, like at OMAC on a Sunday, and we had three guys, you know, had somewhere they wanted, you know, they wanted to be there, but we'd already set the herd with the doctor releases, so.
Yeah, well, you got a big heart for hanging in there, Edie. You got a big heart for staying in there. That's all I got to say.
They're mostly pretty good guys. Don't have too many fights.
Well, and I know Dad and Edie and Clyde go back a long way, and Dad, I don't know if you know this or not, but this is a good segue, and I'm gonna let you guys talk about it a little bit. Is our lovely little Edie has been nominated for a very prestigious award this year, so.
Absolutely.
I'm going to let Aunt Vicki talk about it.
Well, thank you, Becky. And Edie, you know, what congratulations. I mean, to be nominated for this award is so prestigious. And that is the Donita Barnes Lifetime Achievement Award. And my brother Bobby, I know that you know a lot about Bob Barnes and Donita. But Edie, this is fabulous, and we just congratulate you. We're so honored. Tell us a little bit about that award.
It's supposed to highlight somebody that's spent their lifetime helping, you know, with rodeo and doing everything in rodeo. And I'm up against some pretty tough competition in it, but I'm really honored because they're really great people. Liz Kessler is one, and Karen Vold, and Chuck Henson, the clown, and Jim and Julie Sutton, stock contractors.
Wow.
So, yeah. Well, I'm in
a
good group anyway.
That's fabulous. And Bobby, you knew Bob and Donita Barnes. Tell our listeners a little bit about those two, how special they were to PRCA Rodeo.
Well, Bob Barnes I knew real well, and a great rodeo stock contractor, great old guy. We'd bet every year on the Rose Bowl, and God, we had a lot of fun being together. Great rodeo people. Just sorry they're still not around. And Edie, I hope to heck you win that award, because your family and your husband and even your daughter Crystal, who gets on my case every so often, the rodeo people, and we love you.
Yeah. Yeah, Donita, she's one of my heroes, too. We spent a lot of time at the different secretary schools and stuff where we were trying to learn this computer deal and things. So I think we were kind of in the same boat on that.
Right. You know, what a beautiful rodeo couple. I think the last time that I saw them was maybe in 2011 at Oklahoma City. And I was just standing outside of the museum there, and they were there too, and I had a chance to visit with them, and I thought, you know, very special memories of very special people.
Yes, they are. Yeah. I always enjoy him, and he seemed to have quite a sense of humor too.
You know, I'm beginning to think everyone in pro rodeo has to have a great sense of humor, Edie. But we're so proud of you, Edie. We are so proud of you. We're honored to have you part of our lives, and you've contributed so much to the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, you know, as we know it. So thank you so much.
Well, I've sure enjoyed it all. I don't know what else I would have done and had, you know, I might have done something where I had money when I got done, but I really enjoyed this. Yeah, I had one guy tell me, he said, if you would have got a real job, you'd been rich by now, but I wouldn't have got to do everything I'm doing and enjoying it. It's not like work, you know.
Exactly. And so you're actually far richer than someone who just has a bank account. We need to keep telling ourselves that. We are.
The people you meet in rodeo, Edie, they can't be bought, and they're just great.
Yeah, they're super. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I know Clyde, he's taken up sailing just to get his fill of the – I think he's taken up sailing just because it's kind of like being on a bucking horse when he hits the waves. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. No, he's doing it to get away from me because he knows I won't get on the boat.
Oh, wow.
I'm gone, ladies. Edie, you have a great time, and more power to you. And hang in there, gal. You're doing a great job.
So thank you, Bobby.
Love you, Dad. Edie, so when do you find out about when do they announce the award?
I think at the banquet at the convention. The contract personnel banquet.
Gotcha. Well, we'll be pulling for you. And you know, I know that time is short, and I told you, and I promised you, we'd keep it short, but. If we could close out the show before we go into our Cowgirl Logic, if there's one thing that just quickens to your mind, Edie, with all the memories that you have, what's one of your favorites?
Oh, geez.
I know. I should have prepped it for it. I thought about it. I got
put you on the spot.
But you have so many. You've got...
Yeah, well, one of my favorite memories probably is when Clyde and I went to Cheyenne and he'd quit his job on a ranch. He was working for Shirley Botham and Judy, and we were working down on the Grand Round, and she said rodeo or ranch, you know, and so of course rodeo wins every time, and so we took off for Cheyenne and had about $25, you know, and he ended up winning the amateur bronc riding there, and of course, you know, that's the start of everything then.
I love it.
That was in 1965.
Wow. So that's when it all started for you guys. Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. See, that memory is what, that's, you know, every road leads somewhere. You just never really know where that's going to be till it happens. And yet we all stay friends. We all stay close. We all stay connected. Yeah. And Edie, I know you've got yourself, your kiddos, and you've got some grandbabies now that are coming up. You've got some that are junior rodeoing. Tell us a little bit about that before we end the hour.
Yeah, I've got a granddaughter and grandson that live over in Lewiston, Idaho, and they're doing, one of the boys doing junior high school rodeo this year, and the girl's been in the high school rodeo. This will be her second year coming up. So, yeah, we really enjoy that. I went to Pocatello. I left Sisters and came home and got my rodeo stuff done and deposited the money and took off for Pocatello for the week and watched her down there and stuff. And then next week I went to Prineville to do that rodeo. So put a lot of miles on between the kids and
rodeo. Wow. Well, Edie, this is Vicki, and I have to say, you know, how many years ago would we have ever dreamed that there would be, you know, a high school rodeo, junior high school rodeo? You know, I mean, it's just, what a blessing for our grandchildren. I mean, it truly is. It's amazing.
Yes, yeah. Well, that's when Crystal and Kelly were in high school. I was the secretary for their high school district there in Idaho and stuff. And it was a great time then, too. But, it's fun.
Well, Edie, before we let you go, we have one more caller on the line. I wondered how long she would be silent because she's our faithful following fan. We love her.
Oh,
love her. She's awesome.
I just couldn't resist it.
I did.
Didn't plan to do it, but couldn't resist it. I'm so proud of you, Edie.
And thank you, Judy.
Best thing you ever did, and one of the things that always tickles me so much about Edie is her dry sense of humor. I love it. No matter prompter or whatever it was, she was always just steady, and she still is. Anyway, dear girl, we're cheering for you. And,
well, good.
And I'm glad we pressured you into this.
Yes. I'll say.
I could just hear it all the time. I was watching it on Facebook. I could hear behind the scenes, but you did it. Okay, girl, love you. Bye.
And we love you too.
Bye, Judy.
Yeah, thanks, Judy.
Well, you know, like I said, you just never know what doors are going to close and what doors are going to open. But, Edie, I know you have been instrumental in many of the rodeo secretaries and the timers and everybody that is actually in that contract personnel department now. I can't say thank you enough on their behalf for all the years you've spent educating and training and showing people how to do what it is that you love so much. So, you know, I hope you win. I'm rooting for you. I'm cheering for you. And I love seeing you on the road. I'm going to cross my fingers, maybe try to get down to Lewiston this year. But where are you going? You've got Kennewick, you got Lewiston, then where you go?
Yeah, Kennewick, and I have a family reunion Labor Day weekend, and then we got Lewiston starts, well, Tuesday, after the day after Labor Day, we start with Slack there, and then we have a Extreme Bulls on Wednesday, and then the rodeo's Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Lewiston, and then on Monday, they start Slack at Pendleton. I'm not working Pendleton, but I probably, hopefully, play in the golf tournament on Monday and go to the rodeo every day.
Good.
Enjoy
at Pendleton.
I'll be at Pendleton for sure.
Well, I promised, I'm going to keep it short and sweet, and I'm going to turn the show over to Aunt Vicki and let her close it out. But, Edie, I love you with all my heart, and I will see you, I guess, I might see you in Kennewick if I can get down there. If not, I will see you in Pelton in a couple weeks.
Oh, okay. I'll look forward to it.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us tonight, Edie, and I'm going to turn over to my Aunt Vicki to say goodnight.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Vicki. Well, thank you. You know, Edie, you're talking about Lewiston Roundup, and, of course, she's wild. You know, and I remember that, and it's just like it's a great place. The Northwest and professional rodeo, there's no place better. There truly isn't. And we're honored to have you, Edie, this evening with us. Thank you so much. Listeners, thank you for being there. God bless you. And we're going to close out She's Gone Country with a little cowgirl logic from our good friend from Mason, Texas, Miss Crystal Lyons. Good night, everyone, and God bless.
Crystal Lyons here, and I love driving my Jeep without any doors on it as often as I can. But I live out here in the Texas Hill Country, and we got deer thicker than a hair on a dog's back out here. And I thought, man, it, you know, be rough if one of them deer, they're always hitting you, and what if it hit and came through where my door isn't? Well, that almost happened. A few nights ago, this little six-point buck suddenly whirled and changed directions, come running straight for the side of my Jeep. And right when he gets up to me, instead of jumping into the door, thank God, he decided to duck under my Jeep, and he hits right under the door. Wham! And I heard something crack and figured his neck was broke as hard as he hit. And there he was lying upside down on the road, his legs thrashing wildly while his head was thrown back. And man, I wasn't going to leave him there for the coyotes to eat on him. I didn't have anything to do anything with, so I called my neighbor, and he graciously said he'd take care of it. And he told me later, by the time he got down there, the deer was sitting up like a dog in the middle of the road. Seems his neck wasn't broke after all. He was just recovering from being knocked smooth out. Well, my neighbor lifted the deer's butt off the ground, and off he staggered with a bloody nose, a broke horn, and I imagine one heck of a headache. Both of us was saved at the last minute by a course alteration. Are you on a wrong path? You know it's wise to check out where the road that we're on is leading and make sure of any course alterations we might need. You know, you may lose some things in the process, and some of your glory and pride may get broken off, but you know what? You'll be all the wiser, less cocky, and alive. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
All of us here at Trestrio Silver are proud to offer a complete award lineup. From saddles, tack, and all in between, Trestrios is your one-stop shop. Give the shop a call today to discuss your association award needs with one of our family design staff. And don't forget to shop online with us for that special gift. Our new online store features beautiful jewelry, tees, caps, and much more. Proud to be part of Sheep Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. That's Trestrio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrestrioSilver.com.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
ForRadio.com.